is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hola, amigos! It is me, the Celebrity Medium, here with another episode of the Celebrity Afterlife Report, the only show on the internet that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. I was rushing through that intro because I want to apologize from the bottom of my heart for not doing a show last week. I have a really, really good excuse. Actually, two. One not so great, one good. I was preparing for an art show that I was doing in my local area, but I had thought that through ahead of time. That wasn't the real reason. The real reason is I was sick as a dog, man. I thought I had food poisoning. I was super, super sick for a couple of days. Then I found out from some friends that people they knew also had the same illness. So obviously it wasn't food poisoning. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today, so let's get to it. All right, June Foray, do you know that name? Probably not. She just transitioned to the afterlife at age 99. She was a voice actress. Back in the days before they would hire, you know, big movie stars and TV stars to do voices for cartoons, they had people who did those professionally all the time. That was their full-time career. Mel Blanc was the voice of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck and a whole bunch of other characters you'd be familiar with. June Foray was basically his female equivalent. She did a ton of voices. If you remember Tweety Bird, whenever Tweety Bird had an old lady grandma that owned the bird in the cage and all that and had to keep Sylvester the cat away from the bird, she was the old lady. She was Rocky. Rocky the Flying Squirrel on Rocky and Bullwinkle. She did everything. She was, like I said, basically the Mel Blanc of the female voice world. So she arrived on stage, and Mel Blanc was there to greet her because they had known each other for decades and decades. And they had a really lovely reunion during which Mel did the voices of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to welcome her to the afterlife over the PA, you know, so the crowd assembled there could hear it. And he actually did it before he stepped out onto the stage. He was backstage, and he said hello to her as Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. And, of course, the crowd went wild over that. And then he came out, and she started crying. She was so happy to see him. But then, after all the, you know, the pleasantries were over, she was greeted by Robin Williams and his next world wife, Amy Winehouse, who invited June to do voices for their kids' cartoon show called Amy's Amazing Adventures. That's been on the air in the afterlife for a couple of seasons now. It's based rather loosely on Amy Winehouse's real life. From what I'm told, mostly more like how she looks. She had a very interesting look with that big beehive hair and kind of exaggerated eye makeup. So it's really more, you know, the character's more based on how she looked. And, you know, she does things and she sort of gives life instructions to kids in the audience and so forth. If you're a child, when you reach the afterlife, you stay a child. So, you know, you're kind of always a little kid or whatever age child you are. So that's the purpose of that show, and she accepted that on the spot. She said, I'd love to do it. I'd love to work with Robin Williams. And I don't think she was familiar with Amy Winehouse, it sounded like, from what I was told, but she definitely knew who Robin Williams was, of course. And she accepted on the spot, so she is back in the cartoon voice business in the next world. We've been talking for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks about this movie that Gilda Radner is making, in which she kind of breaks character. It's comedic, but it's a little different than what you may have seen her in before. She plays a woman who is a mousy secretary, and she breaks up with her boyfriend who works with her at the office. She's driving home. She gets hit by some radiation that comes out of a secret government laboratory, and she blacks out, and when she awakes, they have her in the lab, and they inform her that she is now a superhero, and they need her to stay in her job undercover. Roger Moore plays R, her boss, at the government agency, kind of a play on his, you know, 007 stuff. We now know who is going to play her ex-boyfriend. John Hurd. Remember him? From about a week ago, actually 2 weeks ago, we were talking about him arriving in the afterlife. He has signed on to play Bill Reston. He will be Gilda Radner's character's boyfriend. And for reasons I don't know yet, there's kind of a B storyline that Roger Moore, her boss, does not like Bill Reston. I don't know how that works, since Roger Moore's her boss at the government place and Bill Reston's her boyfriend back at her regular job. I don't know. They got it worked out somehow. That's the update on that thing. We still don't have a name for the movie or a name for Gilda's character. I expect one or both of those will be making itself known anytime now. If you have followed professional wrestling in America for any time at all, you probably are familiar with the name Gorilla Monsoon. He was a wrestler back in the day. His real name is Gino Marella. And he was, I just love that name, Gorilla Monsoon. That's so funny. Gino has taken a job at the Shakespearean Theater Company owned and operated by Vince McMahon Sr. And we haven't mentioned that in a while either. Gorilla Monsoon has a new job. He's in charge of talent relations. They didn't have anybody with that title before. Why do they suddenly need a talent relations person? Well, recently the company did a production of The Taming of the Shrew, and it went over really, really well. People were surprised by how good it was, considering that most of the cast it consists of former professional wrestlers with an astronaut or two thrown in there. And in particular, Joni Laura was singled out. She played Kate in this production of The Taming of the Shrew, and on the earthly plane, she wrestled under the name of China. They used to call her the ninth wonder of the world, and she was pretty buff back in the day. So she came in and she played that, and people thought she was fantastic, and they were very surprised by that. Well, unfortunately, according to my sources, that seems to have gone to Joni's head, and she's become something of a diva, and she's just a real pain in the ass backstage. She's making increasingly absurd demands from the company. She wants this, she wants that, she wants her own dressing room, which is not in and of itself a terrible thing to ask for if you're a star, but she wants it decorated a certain way. I mean, she's just being a royal pain. So Gorilla Monsoon, aka Gino Marella, was brought in to deal really specifically with her, even though he's technically in charge of all the talent. But what I'm told is he's really there just to keep her in line, mostly. And he had a job in dealing with talent backstage at WWE, but he's been in the afterlife for some time now, so that's a ways behind him. But she would, of course, know who he was, and she did work with him back in the day, so I guess they're counting on that relationship to kind of carry over. All right, the next world, quote, reality, unquote show, The Crazy Life of Dick and Bobby, has been canceled. It started out as The Crazy Life of Abe and Whitney, starring former President Abraham Lincoln and his afterlife wife, Whitney Houston. That's a long tale. You should go back into our archives and check that out. Well, that went on for a while, and then when Bobby Christina, Whitney's daughter, arrived in the afterlife, they put her in the show, which is fine as far as it goes, but they decided they needed to complicate things. This is what happens with reality shows after a few seasons. They have to mix it up and they start getting more and more improbable and silly. They brought in Dick Nixon to play Bobby Christina's boyfriend. I know, it sounds completely nutso. I mean, am I wrong about this? So that went for a while, and poor Bobby apparently thought that Dick really was interested in her. And he sort of played along with that, kind of strung her along. And she was very upset when she found out that it was just part of the show. Well, they kept trying to keep it going, as producers will do when they're on a hot thing. So they had him propose marriage to her. And they had him get into increasingly absurd arguments. And it just ran out of gas. People just weren't buying it anymore. So the show is now canceled. So as of now, Abe Lincoln, Whitney Houston, Bobby Christina, and Dick Nixon are all out of showbiz for the moment. At least some of them will probably resurface at some point. Okay, did you notice, and I hope you did, that there was no mention of Jean-Michel Basquiat, no mention of Steve Jobs, no mention of Salvador Dali, and no mention of Walt Disney in this entire show? I love those two stories. I love them to death. They are still ongoing. I just thought, enough already. We've been talking about those things for weeks and weeks. I just thought I'd give them a break. I'm sure they'll resurface, probably in the near future, but I just gave them a break this week. You know, sometimes stuff gets old. Anyway, that's it for me. I'm done for now. Hope you'll come back next week, and I hope I'm not dying of whatever it was I had last week. In the meantime, you can find the report on iTunes in the Google Play Store, on YouTube, strangely enough, and you can listen to it on 1630 AM in Los Angeles, also known as K-Chung Radio. I will be back next week, hopefully, unless I'm on my deathbed. I am the Celebrity Medium, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.